Let's talk to Katie, who's in Kent. Hi, Katie.
Hi there.
Hello. What do you want to say?
I'm kind of shocked at people who can use it and then stop using it and then go back and forth. Like, I used it recreationally, I guess you'd say, for maybe 7 or 8 years, but then eventually my life became all about using it. I mean, it worked as a party thing for a while, and I told myself it was fun for a while, but then I ended up, my job was in jeopardy, my children were in jeopardy, everything, my reputation, my family was worried about me, and it stopped being like partying and going into the toilet and doing it off the, you know, in the bars or whatever, and it started being me using it alone during the day, and then it became using it all the time and using more and more, and then it became smoking it because just smoking it wasn't working anymore, which took me to that other level of not this glamorous whatever cocaine drug, but then that next sort of scary, sketchy level.
Yeah.
And it happened so without, I mean, it all happened so fast. Once my life went completely to hell. So when people tell themselves they're using it and it's fun and it's a party, I think they're lying to themselves, really.
At the time, they think it is. Can I clarify that? You were using it to party. Were you using it with your partner, the father of your children? Or?
No, I was by myself at the time.
Okay,
no,
and so at some point you had children.
I did, and still was using.
And you were still. And how often would you be using, and how much would you have been spending when you had children?
By the time, once I had my daughter, I stopped for the time of the pregnancy. My daughter was about 4 months old, I went right back into the scene. I stopped breastfeeding and started partying again. And I was holding a job at that time, and I led this double life. During the day I was at work, but at night I would go out, or I would stay in and use. And then it eventually caught up with me, so I couldn't hold my job anymore, and I eventually ended up in a treatment center, a rehab center, and I had to get off, and it wasn't easy. I don't know, but your last caller said something about just sort of stopping and then just using it once a week.
Yes.
I mean, I guess
sounded
there are some
very
people,
easy.
Some people might be able to do that, but there are some of us in the population whose bodies, and somebody said addictive personality. I think we're genetically predisposed, possibly. I had no chance. I had no chance. It was a huge monster that engulfed every bit of my life. So I told myself it was fun in the beginning, and for maybe about 7 or 8 years, I was able to balance and party on the weekends, and then it didn't, I mean, that's, it caught up with me.
How long have you been clean now?
3 years.
And how old is your daughter?
She's 9.
So yeah. For two-thirds of her life, you were a drug addict, and for a third of her life, you've been a recovering drug addict.
Yes. Well, I spent a year and a half in a recovery center away from her. So
my goodness.
For part of my life, I was away from her, but then I relapsed. The reason I'm only clean 3 years is because I had a relapse. So I actually wasn't... Yeah.
Can I ask you, did you think... Look, you've done your best to battle this, and I'm not having a go at you, but mother to mother... Did you think it was a good idea to get pregnant and bring a child into the world when you were still a party girl?
I thought she would save me. I thought she would be my reason for being clean. I thought she was going to be, like, what kept me clean. And I tell you, that drug became my God. That drug became before everything else. It before my daughter, before everything. It was horrible. And while I was in the treatment center, that was something I had to face up to, and look at. For a long time.
And it's something that she's going to have to face up to, because mummy loved a little white powder more than she loved me. It's quite a big thing.
And you want to know something? My mother did the same to me. I'll tell you this.
Really?
And my mother did the same to me. I saw my mother use it as a child. So,
And can I ask you now, a lot of people make a lot of, I'm not going to say the word excuses, but explanations for, if you were brought up in that scenario and you, and therefore, that's what you knew, that was normal, that was normalized behavior. Surely there was enough pain there as a child seeing that and feeling that. Why did that not make you think, I don't want to do that to my child?
There was nothing rational about my thinking. Once I was using the drug, I was a completely irrational. I wasn't myself. I wasn't the person that I know today, that my husband loves. I wasn't the person my mother knew as a child or as a teenager when I was clean. I was someone else. There was nothing rational about any of it. And I knew that there were times of lucidity where I knew I was doing the wrong thing, but I just was compelled to do it. I couldn't help myself.
And do you think that if I get calls in the next 15 minutes and people saying, yeah, I hold down a job, I've got a family, I still do cocaine, I live a perfectly normal life, there's nothing wrong with me, what would you say about those people?
I mean, I did the same thing. I was a teacher. I did it. I went to school and taught my students and then went home at night and became a girl who went to the bars and used. And I did it. I juggled it for a long time. But at some point, it just got too big for me to handle. So I think, I mean, more power to them. If they can do it and make it work, I mean, you know, have fun. But I think at some point, if you have the addictive personality or you have the genetic disposition, it's going to catch up with you and it's going to eat you alive.
Katie,
so the people out there who say that, blessings and I hope they're okay, but
it didn't work out for you. A huge monster, you say, that ate you alive. Katie, thank you so much. Katie, you'll be surprised to know, is not her real name, but thank you so much for your honesty and just, we'll keep everything crossed for you that you can keep your life on the straight and narrow and look after that little girl, because it's the number one job once you have a kid. That's your job, looking after your kid. And if something matters more to you than your child, then something is going horribly, horribly wrong.